Give us a sound check.
Check one, two.
Okay, let's go. Shave my legs and make me swim under 120 for 10 100s at Homebush.
At the end of a session, did you just get...
I got ambushed by Erkan Shagaev. My favorite exercise.
You didn't like the 10 100s at the end of a set, did you?
Well, we were meant to jump out at 7:30. And when the clock says 7:27...
I'm not getting 10 100s I'm on the 120 done in 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sweet. I'm going home and having some dinner. But next minute, Erkan...
Ambush.
10 100s, get your goggles, off you go, 130, go 110%.
They were trying to close the pool.
No, he just didn't have a bar of it. Anyway, Jimmy, welcome back. How are you going?
Good intro, mate, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. We skipped the week, so Bubby, you're back. Anything exciting happen while you're on a little break?
We just got a little bit busy, didn't we?
Busy. Summer's here. Daylight savings. Shorter nights.
More beach time available.
Definitely working on my bronzing.
Mate, you do look like you got a good bit of tan at the moment.
That's all I got. anything happen?
Nothing in particular, but it has been in general, it's been a fair bit on lately.
Well, I'm going to start with a bit of international politics.
Are we ready for that?
I just decided we got to expand our, our discussions. Yep. Mr. Donald Trump, or President Donald Trump, had corona and he beat corona.
Beat it.
How good.
Well, did he beat it?
I don't know, but...
Has he had a follow-up test?
It made me think, though, if he was a water polo player, what sort of water polo player would he be?
I reckon it'd be a lazy centre forward. Now, again, just going to clarify, I'm not calling centre forwards lazy, but he would be a lazy centre forward. He wouldn't cover.
Ah, totally.
He wouldn't make it to his own, to the attacking 2 metre line, wouldn't come back past halfway.
Look, I totally agree. There's two types of centre forwards, as we know. There's ones that would just bob for 25 seconds and just work hard for 5 seconds, get a kick out and goal. Yep. And the centre forwards that, work hard to get in a position, that wrestle, they're active the whole time. And I just don't see Donald getting into that sort of stuff. I think you got to serve him the ball. He wouldn't cover. How much sunscreen would he use?
He's got a fair bit of fake tan, huh?
He's got, he looks pretty pale, so...
I reckon I know what club he'd play for.
What club?
What do you reckon?
Mate, this is nothing to do on representing what sort of person he is to the club. I'm basing this just on colours. Because he wears a red tie, I'm going to put him down for Des Moines. Red colours, you know?
Mate, he's a Sydney Uni old boy any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He would fit in Sydney Uni. Wouldn't with the chat. The another thing I was thinking about it, like, he would be acting on social media, and if he was your teammate, would you have to, like, would you tell him to tone it down, or would you just let him,
imagine on tour Sunday, no phone Sunday, he would struggle.
Yeah. Roommate.
He wouldn't pay out in a shout either.
How would it be as a roommate? I reckon he was snorer for sure.
He'd have good treats.
Yep. He would love a treat.
Yep.
Definitely punches above his weight with his miso.
Yep.
So you definitely have a good girlfriend.
Good banter. Like, you reckon, like, phone aside, press conferences aside, do you reckon he'd have some good chat?
Mate, I think he'd be quite funny. I actually think he'd be not a bad. He'd be a player you would kind of want in your team, but you wouldn't want to play against him. I feel like he'll be a little bit grubby. Yeah. He wouldn't be the cleanest player. You reckon referees would like him?
He'd complain to them.
Fake news.
He'd have his hands in the air, complaining, gesturing at them the whole time.
He'd probably punch a bloke and say, "No, I didn't touch him." I didn't touch him, ref.
Do you know what? I'm taking back my centre forward.
Yeah.
I'm putting him on the bench.
Oh, really? What about a starting lineup?
I'm not even having him in the team.
I mean, yeah, let's be honest. Like, I don't want to get into it, but...
He's like an assistant manager.
I reckon that's what he... his career will go from a player to a manager.
The question was, what player? And I'm sticking with it.
Centre forward.
Centre forward that doesn't cover.
Doesn't cover. Doesn't cut his nails. Uses way too much sunscreen.
Yep.
And he loves a spin lob.
Loves a spin lob.
Middle cage.
Mate, if someone else got an exclusion, that's where you'd see him swim as quick as possible to a right-hand catch position.
Yeah, he'd be good.
Actually, that sounds familiar.
Oh, please. Anything else? Any good articles? Anything?
Mate, you know, at the moment, I have been reading a pretty good book, Extreme Ownership by Jocko Winnick, I think it is.
Winnick, yeah, the Navy SEAL bloke.
Yeah, mate.
Quite a tense character.
Yeah, do you know what? I'd never got into the whole Navy SEAL kind of thing before, but the following the principles and equals and the principles of war, but
he's intense.
He is intense, but there's a lot of smarts to the systems that he is, and there's a lot of common sense.
He'd be speaking of teammates, he'd be a good teammate to have. Obviously, you know, he'd be a good leader and stuff. Good trainer, obviously. But Jesus, you want him to relax a little bit.
Mate, could you imagine him as a coach?
Oh, be up every morning because I follow him on Instagram and he just takes screenshots of his watch when he wakes up to do the workout, which is usually like 4 o'clock, 4:13. I think sometimes he sleeps in 4:15.
Yeah, well, the chapter I'm up to at the moment is where it's like, well, you want more hours in your day, get up earlier.
He's like, I mean, I'm gonna do a good intense impersonation, but he goes, I'll get up early. And I know my enemy is not up in a cave. And even though I'm not in the army anymore, I'm servicing, I still think about enemy to be prepared.
Yeah, that's imagine a lot. That. That's like a lot for 4:30 in the morning.
Man,
like.
Monday, come on. Jacko, relax.
Come on, mate. Come on.
Sleep in. There's no enemies.
Mate, Mad Monday, he'd give it a nudge. He'd have the intensity. He'd just be like, right, we're doing this properly.
I don't see him as a drinker, to be honest. And not encouraging booze. You don't need to drink to have fun, but I just don't see him. But you know what? If there was a stink, you know, he'd be on your side.
Mate, you'd want him there.
Yeah, for sure. I'll pick him. I'll actually pick him before Donald, of course. But good book.
Yeah, mate, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. Maybe at some point we might cover off a few of the principles and sort of talk through. But one of the things is planning. And about 10 minutes before we started this podcast and we're going to jump in with no structure or plan, I'm glad you pulled us up and went, no, let's put a bit of structure on paper and talk through it. So hopefully the listeners can appreciate your planning that went into this episode.
Sometimes I do ponder if I would have been a good Navy SEAL and how would I go.
In armed forces, what would you be? Like
Australia or just any?
I meant Army, Navy, Air Force.
I have thought about this a lot. Navy, because of water polo background, you think would be a natural choice.
Yep.
I wouldn't like it if you stuck me in a submarine, confined spaces. I'm a bit claustrophobic, so I wouldn't enjoy that.
I wouldn't like that. But I do like driving around in boats.
Well, the last boat trip I went to, I got so seasick, and that wasn't fun.
That was Mentawai's, right?
Yeah. So
that's a surf trip, I think, is probably a little bit different from Navy SEAL ship.
Well, no, Navy SEAL, I like the idea of it, but the training, the buzz training, does not look fun at all.
Yeah, how do you reckon you go in Hell Week?
Oh... I mean, cold, not good, but I reckon I can get through cold. I can sort of talk myself into it. I think, you know what I struggle with? I think they call it something drowning when they tie your legs up and arms up and you got to go all the way down to like 5 meter pool and come up. And people have drowned, they had to resuscitate. I think just the thought, the panic will get me. Yeah. I'll be not good. Yeah. So Navy's gone, Navy SEAL's gone. What's left?
Army.
In a tank would be kind of sweet.
I've seen you in there, your commando wear, camouflage.
That'll be all right. I'm gonna put Navy. Is there anything else? Was it Army, Navy?
Air Force.
Oh, I'll be fast. I'm not good on roller coasters. So, look, I'm going to go with an Army.
Yeah.
In a tank, just cruising and just doing some wheelies. Where would you go?
Air Force.
Really? Top Gun. Nice. Top Gun.
Maverick.
You'd be too tall for a plane, I think.
Yeah.
You know where you'd be good? On aircraft carriers? The bloke with the flags. Just play some dance moves. That'd be great. Look, it's a very important job.
It is an important job.
It's, don't judge it. Yeah, you don't get a gun, but you get a flags. And it's like a line judge in a water polo game. You know, you don't get all the glory as a referee, but if there's a goal on the line, you're on.
Mate, I liked when there used to be flags involved.
Yeah, the flags were good. Because, you know what, I can't remember playing in a game where they used too many flags. Might have been when I was really young. But, referees sometimes get confused with lefts and rights.
Yep.
I imagine a few referees will get confused with a blue and a white flag.
So many times they put the wrong one up.
And for Groms that are listening, back in the day, long, long, long time ago, even before Jimmy's night time ago, referees used to have blue and white flag. It was kind of one flag. So if it was a blue foul, they will have a blue flag up and that was it. Oh, they would still point, point where the foul is and put up the flag.
Yep.
And you only had blue and white caps. There was not any fancy Delfina colour caps. It should maybe do it an old school game. It'd be tough.
It would.
Anything else in our current affairs, Jimmy? Any articles, any books, any events?
Nothing really. What about you?
That was it. I was going to just jump into straight SummerConf water polo. Finally, it's back.
Mate, how good is it back?
I'm so confused. Is it the same? Any differences? What's the structure?
Well, I guess if you look around the country, I think a lot of states are now putting a lot of emphasis on to Queensland's done a big push into the Premier League. New South Wales is about to launch first grade. I think WA, they're focusing on the A grade over there. And I think each state's trying to make something big of it. The launch of the Premier League up in Brisbane last year saw a lot of I think they've made a real effort to try and get some of the older players that haven't played in a couple of years to get them back to work with the younger players to build up the club structure again. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Look, I'm just talking from my end here. I sense that some current players have kind of lost a bit of stoke when it comes to SummerCom. Like I see, some people treat it as a bit of a pre-season, non-important competition. It's all about National League. Where for me, it was just another major competition. Winning the SummerCom Grand Final was huge because, A, it was a tough competition. Usually the top four teams in SummerCom ended up being the top four to six teams in National League. And it also sets you up for a good season as well.
Agree with that. And playing with Balmain for a long time, a lot of the focus for a lot of the club and a lot of the older club members was always first grade.
Mm.
National League was something that at each year we'd kind of have to argue whether it was relevant because they saw first grade as the pinnacle comp. So New South Wales first grade was huge. And I remember one of our club's best memories is winning in recent memories is winning the, I think it was the 97 first grade championship. It was the first time we'd won it in something like 30 years.
Oh,
and I still remember the photo. It was down the pool for years. It was young Tim, young Nick, young Dean, Gav Aubrey, But playing with Daniel Marsden, I think Ray Mayers.
Yeah, it was Ray Mayers.
Dylan Lees. Remember that shot? That's yeah. iconic shot down yeah, at
Ashfield?
At Ashfield Pool. Yeah. And that was a huge moment for a club. And since that win, it was always so important. And look, don't get me wrong, it did fluctuate at times. But especially in New South Wales, they've got such an advantage over the other states by being able to play at a high quality level week in, week out that other states can't do.
Yes, totally agree. Everything you said, history, that trophy, you know, you read it and it's... I mean, do you know when it started at Summer Comp? Do you have actual stats on...
Don't have that stat here, my friend.
But it was obviously... Like, you know, reading the trophy and just reading all the teams and years, like, it's, you know, it's part of history. And, you know, playing grand finals, semi-finals, it's like you don't get to play many of those. So it's just a different feel. And it's like you remember it forever. So I don't think we're going to have a beefs and kind of babes of the week type thing. But my beef is players that don't treat us seriously.
Yeah, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. If we want to grow the sport, we need to be putting effort into every single top quality game that we can, right? And a couple of things that New South Wales Water Polo are doing. One is getting New South Wales under-19s team to play in the... I think they played a Friday night game. I think there's now five first grade teams. So the fifth team, the one that's usually having a bye, would play on the Friday night against New South Wales under-19s team. So that gives an extra quality game, not just for the team playing, but for the under-19s team playing against them, for the referees, for the supporters to go and watch. Like, we forget that this is actually also developing referees, developing club structures as well. So
This is going to have a go, because generally players that don't take it seriously are generally players that are in Australian squads. Right. And I get it. Like, they're training so hard. They got so many games. I get their side of it. However, it's selfish not to play, because it's not about you. It's about sponsors. It's about young kids watching. It's about young kids playing against you. Like, don't think about yourself. And it's like, you're going to be okay playing one game extra. And that's how you get better.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're playing for Saturday,
I'm fired up.
I'd prefer to play than train.
Totally. I'm fired up. And you can't simulate. No matter how good your club side is, the intensity and prepping for game versus training game is never... you can't replicate it. Like, it's not the same.
Completely agree. And if we don't have our top players playing, how are we going to get people to come and watch? Like, another thing that New South Wales Water Polo is doing is they've got Clutch TV to cover the games.
What's Clutch TV?
It's a live streaming service.
Good name.
So it is good.
What is it? Is it an app? Is it a...
I think it's a bit of both. I think, I think they stream it onto like a Facebook, but I think it's also an app you can download.
What
happened to... get the details and put it on the...
What happened to Ivo? Is it Ivo?
Don't know.
Go on. if you're listening, we are open for sponsorships. So just saying.
But the thing with... if you're doing it to do live streaming, I think you've got to do it at a pool where you get a good quality product.
Yeah, totally.
Love playing down at Dorney. I love a Saturday down there where you've got all the grades playing down there. But for someone watching at home, it's not a good viewing experience. So Balmain, Des Moines, all the clubs need to actually go, well, do you know what? Let's play at least one or two rounds where everyone plays at a pool where we can get good quality coverage, vision coming out of it. Yes, it gives away a home game. Yes, it gives away your ability for your home pool to generate money from it. But if you're going to get a good quality product on TV, you can broaden the audience. And that's what we want to do, right?
Well, it's the same point of having a go at players not wanting to play the games. Clubs need to sacrifice their game and play it at neutral or whatever pool is fit out. Like, I think Ashfield's going to be pretty grouse. So, like, if that's the pool that's got the best setup, best lighting, best quality, we just got to suck it up for better of the game. And then eventually, you know, as it grows and maybe they've got some sweet cameras, although underwater footage won't be good in Dorneys.
No, it won't be good.
Yeah, damn it.
No. But that's the thing. I think we need to be able to make sacrifices and change the way we do things.
Hey, just a bit of a side note, I totally forgot about this. I had a few people have a go about of a perfect game setup and using the Dolphins and Orcas.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that too.
Yeah, so apologies. There was that doco as well about the Orca in the pool as well, so it didn't really sit well. So for all those that are made a complaint about animal cruelty and stuff, apologize. We're just going to use the jet skis. But to be fair, Jimmy, after I got a bit of slack for that, totally fair, and I love animals and love ocean. Yeah. But then who was on a boat traveling around, whatever, saw a massive orca and thought, you know what, that'd be a good idea. I'll capture that thing and teach her tricks. Like, what psychopath thinks like that?
Yeah, you open a bit of a Pandora's box there.
Oh, anyway, listen,
there's a lot of things in nature that you go, why'd they do that for the first time?
Well, tigers, you know what? The animal can kill me, but you know what? Yeah. I'll teach it some tricks and put it in a cage and I'll sell tickets and get lots of people to watch it Anyhow.
I'm still a bit sus at the first farm and the milk to cow.
Well, there you go, another one. who decided it would be a good idea to milk a cow? Anyway, back to summer comp. Just reminded me with...
Back to summer comp and comps in general. Like whether it's summer comp, whether it's Premier League up in Queensland, whether it's the AWL, you want your best players playing.
Totally.
So, and I think national coaches, state coaches should be encouraging players to train with their clubs, play with their clubs to get not just experience of playing and playing in high-pressure games, but to grow the sport.
Yeah. On that though, to also sort of not stick up to the players. I can't stick up for players that choose not to play those games. But New South Wales water polo, what I like to see them do is also make it a little bit better. As in, make it more inviting for spectators. Pump up the music. Be more proactive about, when we play, you can check your stats and who's the highest goal scorer, whatever. Like now we can see the highlights, the best goal scored. Make it better as well. Like I think criticism from last year's grand final was there was just nothing there. Didn't have the grand final feel. There was not crowds. Yep. It wasn't advertised. So
right now crowds is an issue.
It's a good point.
Can't have them.
Yeah, good point.
So that's why I think even more so, we need to be really pushing. If they've got an opportunity to stream these games, to, again, broaden out who can watch these games, put the best quality product on that streaming service, and that involves the best players playing.
What is the rules with Rona and water polo games?
I think you're restricted in terms of how many people can actually go to the games. So crowds will be an issue going forward, or for the foreseeable future.
Do coaches have to wear masks?
Masks is an interesting point, isn't it?
Referees will like it.
Would it be a Delfina mask? Would it be a
Under Armour mask?
Touchy subject. So I think in terms of actually getting people to games, we need to be kind of quite still cautious on that.
So no sharing drink bottles anymore?
No sharing drink bottles anymore.
Yeah.
No. Definitely not.
What else? There's got to be, is everyone going to be in a bubble? A player's going to be in a bubble?
Could you imagine a water polo bubble?
It'd be the best. It'd be like finals.
It would be, wouldn't it?
I love it. Where would you want it? Sunny Coast? Gold Coast, yeah. Sunny Coast.
I'd want somewhere near a beach. There's got to be a beach in
there. Gold Coast got a pretty sweet setup. I think the pool, beach, fair few hotels there.
Yep.
There's a good, there's actually a good, you can't go to movies, but there's a joint called Hollywood's. Those are good movies.
You used to go there a bit, didn't you?
No, I couldn't find an address. I couldn't find a place, but I heard it's good. Gold Coast would be good.
But also anything that takes sport to the regional areas, right?
Totally.
At the moment, water polo is becoming even more so a metro sport. That's where all the big That's all the clubs are. I don't think there is any big regional clubs playing in either the, I was going to say the metro competition.
Yeah.
We used to have like the Newcastle would come down and play. You'd have, or you'd even take games into different regional areas. Now, there's an idea. What if one round, maybe one or two rounds of each of the local competitions, state competitions, were played in a regional area? Make a weekend of it.
So totally. It'd
play
be sick.
Big blockbuster Friday night, play back-to-back games of a Saturday, back-to-back games of a Sunday, bring the local community into it.
It'd be, great idea. It would be interesting, obviously, how to play with a Rona situation.
Well, look, we're saying going forward, how, yeah. I'm not necessarily saying we take our bubble there because people have to work. And
yeah, I mean, look, if there's a will, there's a way, right? Like, you can totally do it. Remember many years ago we did it at training camp in
Harry Harden.
Harden, and the local community kids came out. And actually, I think I smoked you. We did a 50-meter. My fastest ever 50-meter sprint was at that pool. And
yeah, I think you did. And I think I won. Filthy about it too.
Yeah. It was a legit start too. I was pretty pumped about it.
Was it legit? Like, did you?
Nah, I didn't cheat. I mean, you know what? Discussion here. If you, and I don't think you can do this anymore. Like pushing, you know, the swim offs, pushing off the wall.
Yeah.
In my swim offs, and you were a great swimmer offer. I think you would only, in company of very small amount of people that beat Brad Schumacher, the Olympic gold medalist in a swim-off. So you're very good, and actually I'm interested to hear your opinion. But that when you could push off the wall, a lot of players, many players will go under and streamline a go. The go is just to push and swim straight away. That was my techie, just go. Because it's only, 15 metres, really.
If I had the chance to push off or do a kickstart, 100%, I'd always do a kickstart, deep water start.
Oh, even if you could push off the wall?
Yeah, legs in front, because I knew I'd back myself to get a quicker start.
Yeah, that's true. You are in an international competition when you're starting in the middle of a goals. Did you used to push off the goal?
Nah, same thing. I didn't like it because you'd never know if you get a – I could never get a good enough purchase.
I ripped my foot once doing it. I missed it. And remember, like, goalies used to push the goal in closer as well? It was good. Like, I'm looking forward to watching a bit of water polo and just the nerves at the start, you know, the swim off, the first possession. It was, you know.
First touch of any season's good.
And again, maybe this is me getting a little bit cranky and being stuck inside too much, but like, importance of winning the first possession, the first swim off. Okay, it's not going to be a game winning thing, but you won up in possession. You're asserting dominance straight off the bat.
Like, it's like you're turning a new page in history. Every swim up, you're like, stats refreshed.
Let's go.
Get your first blocks on.
Yeah, come on. So your techie for swim offs as someone that was actually very good at swim offs was use your legs. Would you have your legs in front and go over your
always
legs?
Always in front. I back myself to get over my legs and going forward faster.
Yeah, you did have good legs though. So for listeners, play around with it, but good techie. Rhys Harden, very good at swim off.
Yeah, he's probably one of the best, right?
Figueroa would be up there as well, isn't he?
Yep.
He's just pure speeder.
Yeah, but he was quick off the start.
Yeah, accelerating 0 to 100. I mean, we talk about it a lot here. It's not about, you know, it's acceleration. It's a game of acceleration, getting to being Ferrari, 0 to 100. Don't be a diesel. Don't do your 200s and 400s all day because you're not doing forward driving.
But also get your timing right.
Yeah.
Now, before we do, we're going to do a little bit of a dive into the New South Wales men's first grade games this weekend. And we might have a little special guest in a couple of minutes, but I think this weekend, in M3s, Balmain M3s, might be the first time that Woods and Thomas are playing together since Athens.
Oh, that's mad.
If you wouldn't go and want to watch that.
Woodsy was the captain. He had a couple of games as a captain for Australia as well. That's good. That's a tough.
I wouldn't say, look, Gav can play wherever he wants these days. Like if he wants to play up top, he can. If he wants to play left-hand catch, go for your life. But if you put him at centre forward and then you put Nate Thomas out top, any team that has anyone in it that has ever watched a game of water polo would know that you've got a zone. You can't play one-on-one with – in third grade, you can't play one-on-one with Gav.
Would you put Nate in point or would you play him just a little bit to the side?
A little bit to the side.
Yeah, I think point.
How much would you love just playing deep on that side and running your picks and screens with Nath?
You know what I love? I would just love. I love it when young Groms, they don't do the research or the coaches don't tell them research. So they see, you know, there's a couple of battlers.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things was watching Woodsy playing third grade, jumps in off the bench and young Grom calls press.
I love how like Woodsy comes in off the bench because Tommy Wallenkamp's playing starting centre.
The best.
As he should.
Yeah, yeah, Tommy's good. Yep. So I love to see...
press in front, press in front.
Press in front.
Yep.
And then dropping off Nate. Oh, you're the best.
Yeah. But then the funniest thing is, like when you've got, again, a referee who hasn't seen Gav play, doesn't realise that when Gav gets positioned so easily, he calls a turnover.
Oh, he's
like, well, he couldn't have done that.
Or I've seen him also call a foul when he's halfway scoring a goal because he goes underwater, grabs the ball. He's like a bit by Titanic and they call a foul. And you're like, mate.
It's just because he pops up, throws double wood and you're like, where'd that come from?
Is that going to be on the clutch, the game?
I reckon it should be.
Should be great. Yeah, they should do. I think this was your idea or maybe someone, but they talk about that the FA Cup thing. So the winner of each grade.
Mate, I would know. Not even the winner of each grade. I'd just love to see...
Every grade.
Any grade can put in any you can put in a team. You could be Balmain 7th grade.
And play that.
And you could and in
play
the
play Sydney
week,
in your first grade.
Yeah.
That'd be so good. And knockouts straight
good
away.
Would that be? Straight away knockout.
I reckon it'd be mad. Because also you will have those teams that will have such as Balmain 3rd grade or even Sydney Uni 3rd grade or Sydney in 3rd grade is pretty solid as well. Don't they have like pretty much the 1st grade?
I'm not sure what they're like now. Anyhow, a couple of years ago they'll be. Had a great team, but a few years ago there was a Cronulla 5th grade team that was phenomenal because none of them could play over Saturday, so they had to play Tuesday night, and they couldn't play in the they had to play in the whatever game it was. So there was this Cronulla 5th grade team that could probably beat my 2nd grade team.
There should be a water polo fit FA Cup.
And how good would it be?
And just runs like, and you have to play on Wednesday night, so you have to play. So you got obviously your first graders on Saturdays. So it's got to be like a random night they're going to play, and it's a knockout. Winner gets $1 million, maybe.
But mate, even just the bragging rights of winning it.
Ah, and just potentially might not be the first great team that wins it.
Look, I think when it gets down to it, well, do you know
what? But you're out. Like you could
but
be out.
But that's the thing. Like if one night Wests go, well, you know what?
We'll rest
most of our guys. They've had a big week of training. We've got a National League game on the weekend. We won't play Salad. We won't play Richie. And then they lose to a Sydney Uni 2nd grade team.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they're knocked out. But then the thing is, Nitties would probably want to play as top players because you don't want to get knocked out against a shit team.
What are you saying, Sydney Uni 2nd grade?
Well, a fully fit West 1st grade team should beat.
Sorry, Sydney Uni 2nd grade. Jimmy just gave you a spray. I agree. I think it'd be awesome. I'm talking about not missing games. Like, if you're an Australian player that doesn't want to play this FA Cup against Cronulla 4th grade game, and your team loses, how are you going to feel? Like it's, anyhow.
But then think of it on the flip side, right? If you've got a young kid playing, coming up playing 3rd grade and going, well, actually, this is my crack.
Yeah, totally.
I get to actually play against Richie Campbell, AJ Roach, Blake Edwards. Like I get to play against them.
And there's so many, I think sometimes all of us forget that we do influence young kids and young kid that's under 16, and he gets to play against, Australian player that would never happen, could inspire him to on a greater things.
But that's where you learn to play, right?
Yeah, experience, see, you know. Yeah, no, let's do
remember,
it.
And also, and that's where young juniors who might be coming up the grade, every junior team they play in, they're the best player, suddenly they play against a first grade bloke, and they get brought back down to size pretty bloody quickly.
You'll also have to, which would be good, you'll probably clean up the rules as well. Teams doing dodgies of how many games who plays as well. It'll add a bit of a strategic play on who you play when. Like it should be maybe, you know, that game counts as a first grade game.
Oh, yeah, double up.
Yeah, so so you can't bludge it.
Yep.
Shall we call our special guest?
Let's do it. First time we're trying this, so this might not work as well as we'd hoped, but give us a shot.
You know what we should have done? Should have pranked him. But, you know, I should be calling him now. If this works, we can fully prank people. Could be a different show. Hold on, let's do this.
You want to be Matty Johns, don't you?
Hold on, I'm calling you both. Hold on, stop. FaceTime, no. Here you go.
As a podcast, this makes for great listening. Ooh, turn that down
a bit loud. Hope he answers.
Matt.
Oh, take it easy. Mate, easy, Connor, you're live on the air. Water polo fit.
Sorry. God, I couldn't hear. What's happening?
You what?
I was just driving. I couldn't hear anything. What's going on?
Oh, is that a little bit better? Can you hear us now?
Yeah. All good.
Fantastic, because you're live on air.
This is real deal, Connor Martin. This is, like, proper. Hold on, are you hands-free, PS? I hope you're not driving and talking.
I am hands-free, mate.
Mate,
Does
that
mean I'm different? Am I a media personality?
What's that?
Am I a media personality now?
I wouldn't go that far, but we'll see how we go at the end of this call. So just had last training session before the weekend's games?
Yeah, mate. Just a little tune-up out at Auburn. We're still a couple of, probably 6 or 8 weeks away from training at Dornies. But yeah, just roll the shoulders over, a few sprints, nothing too intense. We've had a pretty big last, I don't know, 4 to 5 weeks. This week's been a little bit lighter. But yeah, that's it.
I heard our team's not really good in the gym. The weights program's not very good. A bit weaker.
Well, we sacked our previous strength and conditioning coach. Moving on to bigger, better things.
Oh, okay, we'll see. I just thought, I didn't think it was a gym program happening. Yeah, so anyway.
Okay, so that aside, how's the team looking for this weekend?
We've had a little bit of a disjointed pre-season. Guys with work and commitments and pool space availability has been pretty tough. But everyone's looking forward to getting in the water Saturday. It was pretty disappointing having the National League season cut short. Then we all came back at different levels of fitness. But this week we're only playing with 10 players in M1s. 10 players in. We're sort of looking at it as an M1s, M2 squad for the first pre-Christmas season. So we'll have, I think, Gordon Marshall, Danny Lawrence, Clarkey, Kieran. So we're going to have some top flight players, and then the rest of us hopefully do our job.
Connor, you're playing Mighty Sharks. Tigers traditionally have in the last few years, we had a pretty good record against Sharks. What do you expect to see from Sharkies first game back after Rona?
For the first few weeks, I don't know how much work everyone's been doing, because I'm guessing everyone's in a similar boat. Cronulla traditionally, the last few years, have been a pretty gritty team. Like, they work hard, they make things difficult. So we're expecting them to come out, though they normally swim pretty well. To give them the opportunities, they'll finish. Hopefully though, we've got the class to take away at the end.
And so, overall, who are the teams to beat this year?
I think it'll be very, very similar to last year. So, yeah, Sydney Uni, Des Moines, Wests, always powerhouses, and I'd say we're right up there in that mix. Are we just talking M1s at the moment, or?
Yeah, or whatever you want to talk about, you can.
I'd say those before. I guess traditionally big clubs, or the strong clubs from last year anyway, will be up there at the pointy end. I don't think there's been too much player movement in the off-season. Obviously, Lockie Edwards is in Spain now, so that will weaken Tremoyne a little bit.
What about your brother playing for North Harbour? What are they called? North Harbour New Zealand team?
Is that one of your old teams?
No, I never played for North Harbour. But Tyler Martin playing in New Zealand comp.
Yeah, because who are we, Maz? We're Harbour City, aren't we? Harbour City till we die.
That's right, we're Harbour City. Yeah. I did a stint with Crusaders. Yeah. Christchurch Crushers. Yeah. Or Canterbury Crushers as well. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, the solid competition. Tyler Martin, your brother.
Yeah.
Oh, he's carrying a dad bod and he's not even a dad yet.
I know. I was ahead of my time in that regard.
The best is we can bag him because he doesn't even listen to the show.
Yeah, that's it.
What about, so obviously you're hoping to get a good result in your Sharkies. Who are you tipping? Yes, Devils and Sydney University Lions, the second game.
They really took summer comp as a development comp. They played with would have been basically an under-21s or an under-22 team, a team that was very different to their national league outfit. So if they do that again, I expect Tremoyne to go over the top. If they come with everyone, given the Tremoyne team does look pretty different to last year in terms of player losses, I don't know. I think Sydney at full strength will beat them.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, I mean, now that we're talking about it, like, Devils have definitely lost, obviously, Tyler, Lockie, Slobo. I think he's still overseas as well. So I will say they're probably, you know, weaker in some respects from if you compare it to last year. That said, you know, they've got a few juniors coming through and it's probably a good opportunity for a few of the juniors to really step up, such as Nick Hallam and Jack Rector and that sort of crew. Speaking of young talent, Balmain's obviously blessed with a few young juniors. Any of those juniors that won under 18 nationals last year, are they, you know, getting a debut or?
A lot of them played. So Daniel Monk played a fair bit in the National League last season. Joel Smith has played a bit. At the moment, those guys are going through their HSC, so we haven't seen a lot of them. Basically just going to play twos until HSE is over and then get right back into it. I think they're starting to wrap up their N-Swiss commitments as well. So unfortunately, given the time in their life, we haven't got to see a lot of those guys in their development over the last few weeks.
All right, we'll see what they come back with sort of post-Christmas. Hopefully they get a few runs on the board in M2s up until then and... Yeah, looking forward to seeing all of those guys. Mate, I'm just excited about the weekend, so excited about water polo being back on.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's from a selfish perspective, I've had the shoulder off 15 months ago, did about 9 months worth of rehab, got to play one weekend of games, and then had the rug pulled out from under me. So I'm chomping at the bit to get back in there.
Who pulled the rug underneath you?
Rona?
Who pulled the rug underneath you?
Some bloke ate a bat in China. It's ruined it for everyone.
And what time's your game, Connor? What is this going to be on a Clutch TV? Do you know for the listeners if they're going to see if they want to watch Tigers and Sharks kick on?
It's not. I believe they're going to do one round, like one club around. So it's either going to be on am I right in saying this week's Des Moines Sydney?
Yep.
What? So I don't know what our roster is. It'll be interesting. Hopefully it's a game that's of interest to people. I think they're on the lookout for some commentators. So I don't know. There's a few has-beens that are trying to get some runs on the board in a podcast that might fit the bill.
I don't know. Who do you think that might be? Yeah.
There's a lot of desperate. Yeah. there's a lot of desperate people around, so we might get a start. And what time's your game, Connor, and whereabouts?
5 o'clock out at Auburn. So nice. We'll be getting there about an hour before. We're big on courtesy of Maranatha coaching. We're big on our dry land warm up and our movement based stuff. So we'll get there. We'll have a good proper warm up. It's something that. I know I've taken a piss a bit tonight, but it's something that is really important because the flip side for preparing poorly can result in, I guess, what I had, a shoulder op when you're only in your, when you're 27 or chronic hip problems. There's all these chronic injuries with water polo athletes that you can almost trace back to poor prehab and rehab. Exercises. So, so we'll get there. We'll shoot the TheraBands. We'll do our movement exercises. We'll warm the hips up, warm everything up, and then jump in and hope to have a good game.
Off you go. I'm really looking forward to it, to be honest. It's been a long time, and I'm sure you boys would be ready to go as well. So, good luck.
Yeah, mate. Thank you very much for your insights, and good luck on the weekend. Go on the Tigers.
Thanks, guys.
Up the Tigers. Is it a bit biased that we support Tigers?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That was good. It was interesting. It was pretty exciting. Sounds exciting. Excited.
It was actually good to get a few insights from a player's perspective about not being able, like having a disjointed warm-up, lead up to it. So not being able to have access to pools, not being able to train as you usually would. And I think you've probably seen in a lot of other sports at the moment, the teams that, the players that have made the effort to go those extra yards when there isn't available pool space, when there isn't available training grounds, when they were in lockdown, like there's a big difference between the ones that do want it and the ones that don't.
Totally. And yeah, like rugby league's a classic example. Teams that did work in the lockdowns or, you know, during the non-competition are now playing the finals. So yeah, who are you tipping, Jimmy? What are your tips for weekend?
I'm going to go Tigers.
12 plus or?
Well, I'd have the line at, I reckon, 3.
Interesting.
So I'd probably have them taking on the line. Then Uni Devils. Uni are always good in October, November. That's usually when they play their best water polo. So I reckon they'll be champing at the bit, ready to go. And, but then again, you've got a pretty good Devils lineup still. I know they said that you've got a couple out, but.
I think it's tough because also we don't know what team Uni's going to show up with. As Connor said, they might go with a young side and do what they did last year and rest their players, which we discussed earlier how they shouldn't do, but each their own. Where I think Devils will play with a full strength side.
And I'm not going to bet against a team that's playing with a fully fit AJ and Blake Edwards.
Yeah. Harry Shaw, so he had a great last season and he's just, you know, he's going to get rewarded in the goals for that. I guess with Sydney Uni, you just don't know who's going to show up. If they show up with John Cottrell and, you know, Goran and Chris Dyson and entering goals in their crew, like, you know, it's going to be a good game. But first game of season, I'm probably going to tip Devils by a couple. Just on what you said as well, the just a matter of Aussie squad players that Devils possess. See what you've done there, possess. And with Tigers, Sharks, I'm going to have to tip Tigers. Bit of a bias, probably tip, but I just, again, uneducated guess because I haven't seen what Sharks have done. Traditionally, Sharks are a little bit slow to start, and Tigers, they were really hoping for a big year last year and they were just building some momentum, and I think the fact that it didn't finish, they were really hurting. So I'll say they'll want to win that game. It's at home, and their sides, if anything, is probably stronger than last year. So,
and look, and I'm sure Cronulla's got a lot of good young kids coming through. They'll be really fit. They'll be really strong. But generally, young teams don't go well against good, experienced goalkeepers.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think they'll struggle to score against Clarkey, whether or not Balmain has that too many goals in them. I still reckon they've got more than the Sharks will be able to put past Clarkey.
And also, I think uni and Devil games hard to pick. Generally, these games are going to be messy. They're going to be a lot of mistakes. No mirror structure. People will be lost. It's not going to be pretty water polo.
You'll need blowy people.
Yeah.
A couple of swims and they'll start sucking in the big ones and grab and hold.
So, and that's why I think it's going to come down to the experience. I think with Balmain, they're just with Gordon, Marshall, Lawrence, Clark Ingalls, Connor. I think even though they'll hurting.
But Kieran will be champion. Yeah. They'll throw 1,000 in the back of the net.
But I just think they'll be able to control
the
game. Yeah. But, you know, nevertheless, excited, looking forward to it.
And we focused a lot on the boys today because we did have our special guest, Connor Martin, come in to give a bit of a preview on the boys' game. But we probably should also have a look at the girls. This weekend, the Tigers play against the Lions and the Devils and the Sharks. What are your tips on those two?
So I'm judging this from last year. Obviously, I'm going to start with Tigers and Sharks. Both teams are very good and they were, you know, looking for that top eight spot. I think it's going to depend which national squad players show up. I know Sharkies have a few. Tigers definitely have a few. Although Rowena Webster, is she in Sydney or is she in Victoria?
I think she's in the lockdown in Melbourne.
Yeah, so look, it's hard to say because we don't know who's actually going to rock up. So, look, I'm going to tip Tigers just on basis that it's a home game. And that's all I got for Tigers, Sharks.
Tigers playing Lions.
Huh?
Tigers women are playing against the
Sydney Union Lions. Oh, so it's not the same as that. No. Well, to be honest, nothing changes because the Sydney Union Lions are the same. They're stacked with and where is that game played?
I think that one's. I think it's at Sydney Uni.
Look, Sydney Uni was very strong last year in National League. I don't think they lost a game, or didn't lose many games. But I'm going to tip Tigers by one. More or less, again, depending on who shows up. So who's the second game?
Devil Sharks.
All right. Who are you tipping?
Look, I think at this point in the season, I reckon the Lions might be a little bit too strong. I've seen how a lot of the Lions, more senior players, how they've been training throughout this period. They've had more access to pools. They've had more access to training. And I think their national team players will probably get them through it at this part of the season. I know the Tigers are doing a lot of work, which will pay off come National League and pay the end of the first grade season, so but I reckon the Lions might get them this week, and then Devil Sharks. Let's go the Devils.
So this game's going to be also very interesting from female side. I think traditionally, again, Sharks have probably looked better on paper, but Devils have a young side, but also got a new coach. So John Hahn, I think. It'll be interesting to see what that does to the team. I think Devils were quite unlucky the last few years. They had a good side. The year before, there was a dramas with imports. And if they didn't lose points for that, they would have made finals. And last year, National League, they really pushed all the top sides. Look, I'm actually going to go with Devils by one. Just young side, new coach. I know those things can be also viewed as the negatives, but I'm going to go. They're just going to be excited to go.
Mate, I'm looking forward to seeing John coaching.
We should call him next week. He can be our phone call prank guest.
Yeah, that'll be good. He'd be good. Oh, he's a bit smart for us.
Well, It's not hard. Anything else to wrap up, Jimmy?
Mate, that's good. I think that was a little bit different. Hopefully people enjoyed it. Hopefully we can follow both this, and I'd like to start following some of the other state tournaments, the state local competitions as well, to see how they go and give them a bit of support.
Yeah, well, looking forward to actually talking real water polo.
Yeah.
And yeah, we should try to get a few games as well, maybe get a mic out and interview some players, wear a mask.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. Thank you, mate. Have a good week.
Enjoy it.